Even though the art walks have been canceled, the Hayes Art Center has lots to offer. Brenda Mader, executive director, talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You know, it's good to talk to you. We had a real good conversation last month about the Smoky Hill exhibition. You were just getting ready to open that thing. And I told you I was going to be there that Monday, and I haven't made it there yet. But it's still on my thing. It's still on my list. I promise I'm going to make it down there.
You got time. Yeah, both in person and online, as we were chatting about. It's a really, really good show this year. I'm very proud of it, and people have really enjoyed what they've seen. It's just a wonderfully rich, diverse show. So it is a good one. I hope you do get a chance to check it out.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to. But that's one of the things we wanted to hit on today was you were putting some real effort into making this one available online for people to watch, right?
We are. And first off, I'll go back to the actual in person. Yes, but we certainly are. First of all, if anybody would like to come by, we are open. We're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we're trying to always make sure we've got somebody here to staff on Saturday, 10 to 1. We'll keep people posted if not, but that's our goal. And it's a fabulous show. And the Smoky Hill, as most people around here know, this is the 51st annual. It's the state of Kansas's oldest continuing every year annually fine art competitive exhibition. So although we always get a lot of entries, it's a statewide fine art competition. We always get a lot of entries from people here in our area because it's just easier to be part of shows that are closer to home. And that's wherever you are in the state for that matter. But we also have a lot of work from people from other parts of the state, from as far east as you can go and far west and you name it, because it is open to all artists currently living in the state of Kansas. And so this year there were, I don't know, right under 200 pieces entered, I believe. And wow, there were 55 works selected for exhibition. Sometimes our number is a little bit higher that are featured in the exhibition, but we had a few very large works this year, both in the two-dimensional realm and the three-dimensional realm. And as I said, very diverse ceramics and cast iron and cast bronze and copper jewelry, oil, acrylic, and watercolor paintings, fine art prints, mixed media assemblage, wood carving, a fabulous piece of letterpress bookmaking, just some really interesting dye on silk. And the imagery in those pieces is as diverse as the mediums themselves. There are some very traditional images, very straightforward, and there are some beautifully abstracted things and more conceptual things, some great pieces of photography. So really, again, a little bit of everything. And like I said, I've been very happy with the response to the show, but it will be up until August the 14th if it works for people to physically come by. And they can feel pretty comfortable coming by if they do choose to get out. We don't have our traffic here at the Hayes Art Center during traditional weekdays is never, real high. It's, the openings and the art walks and things. There's always visitors, and even now we still continue to have a few every day. But our space is large, and because our traffic is light, it's very safe and comfortable to be in here and enjoy the show because of our traffic being so light and, no other activity going on in here, just the exhibition. So if that works for you, please do come by. We'd love that. But if you can't, as you mentioned, Jane, we've gone to a little extra efforts this year to get everything out virtually. So if you go to our website and you go to Smoky Hill, one thing that normally we don't have there is all the works in an exhibition. We will post gallery shots and highlight the award winners. But you will this year find various gallery shots so you can kind of just see some still images. But we have worked hard to get an image of every one of the 55 pieces. And it's an image that we felt really good about posting, real integrity to the piece, really captures the piece and represents it, very, very well. And every one of those is there. So the artist's name is on it, the title of the piece, the media, even the size. And if it was one of the pieces, I believe there were a dozen, I think, that received cash awards That is noted on the pieces as well. So it's the next best thing to getting here and actually visiting in the gallery. But in addition to that, if the first thing you want to do is take a quick digital tour, then go back and look at those pieces. For the first time, we posted nice videos, but short, under 2 minutes, both in about a minute 50 seconds, in the front gallery, the hall gallery exhibition area, and the founders gallery, the back gallery, that's the dark room. We did quick videos in each of those three spaces, so you can feel a little like you're walking through the exhibition very quickly, but then you can go back to the album and enjoy looking at everything. The juror statement is on there, as well as the entry information, so you can see how the show was put together and who our juror was. So we're very pleased with that. And like I said, it's the next best thing to coming down and seeing it.
Yeah, I'm actually, as you're talking about it here, I'm clicking through it, and holy smokes, there's some killer art. Now I want to go down there even more. Kind of like you said, you know, I'm doing the quick digital tour, and now I want to see them in person, because especially
some
of these photos.
There's some things that are very tongue-in-cheek and whimsical, some things that are very, you know, very powerful and imposing, some things that are just beautiful, you know, some things that are a little bit more introspective. It's very cool. And like I said, if you take the quick video tour through the spaces, then you can go back and look at those images up close and personal, you know, and it's very easy to access. Our website is just HaysArtsCouncil.org. So if you go into Google, just Google Hays Arts Council, and that'll be our website's the first thing that pops up. You can also follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook followers continue, fortunately, to go up. We have the album posted on there. I haven't posted the videos yet on Facebook, but I'm going to make sure and get those highlighted, and people then can just go back to our website and access those. But like I said, without showing up in person, it gives you the best overall view of the show. Our artists have appreciated it as well, to know that their work is being seen, even if we couldn't have the big party this year to do so.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'm curious, you know, with some of these, how do you get these prints? Are you literally just taking a picture of the art, or is you guys a scanner?
I am. Yeah, no, you know, because artists submitted the works by photographs, but so they may have gotten good images, but you never know how something gets printed or doesn't. So I spent quite a bit of time going through each of the works in the gallery to get an image that I felt like, you know, truly had integrity and was a good representation of that piece. A lot of the works are under glass, so I've had a few tricks. Tricks over these many, many years of being able to shoot an image that's under glass in the middle. You know, I mean, got all this natural light coming in from the windows and the lights overhead. But as you'll notice, there's no glare on anything. Even some of the non under glass images, but maybe an image, maybe works that, you know, have a high varnish or glazed finish. Sometimes they can be really tricky to photograph, but working at it and taking lots of them and setting them in different spaces for lighting and, you know, sometimes turning everything off and using natural light, doing whatever you have to. But yeah, I really feel pretty good that they represent the works very, very well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's excellent work. Well, you know, talking about before we move on to the next thing, and hopefully you can speak to this. I think you probably can, but there is a lot of other stuff on this website, and we've talked about, I think, everything on here in the past, but there's still a lot of other things that you can do while you're on that Hays Arts Council website, right?
There is. Thank you. Yes. And so, you know, I mean, we're all just kind of looking for things to do and entertain us and alternatives to things. And actually, there is some good things like that on our website. For instance, one of them, and we chatted about it plenty of times before, the famous figures video gallery, if you will, video library of the, you know, of the fifth grade students from this past spring. It's amazing. When I go back to our YouTube channel, I can see, you know, how many views those videos have had. Believe it or not, some of those young famous figures performers have had their videos viewed between 80 and 150 times.
Wow.
In fact, I don't think there's any of them on there that haven't been viewed at least about 50 times. And the overwhelming majority probably have views between about 65 and 130. And that's each one, you know. And so it's fun to go back and check those out. You can find those on our website. And, of course, anyone. Also, there, I think we're about at 5,100 views of the Quiet America film from our website. We know lots of people watched it when we aired it on local cable there that last weekend in April. But that 1976 documentary that was produced on Hays, Kansas, during the bicentennial year, of course, by that Swiss production company, that video remains on our website. We paid for the rights for that with the company. And so it's, you just click on that video and it just opens up and you can watch it, whether it's on your phone or on your laptop or, you know, large screen, your television, if it's a smart TV, you just click on that link. It opens up and plays that entire video in wonderful, pristine quality because it was the download from them. And then also the video from the return visit by one of those production people from the Swiss film that was made in 2015, the kind of compare and contrast back to Hays, that's available on there as well. So, yeah, so a few nice things you can go on and check out. And if, you know, with not having the art walks like it's been, you know, both from the winter art walk last December and this, I think the spring art walk and smoky opening a year ago from 2019, you can go through it, look at what it looked like in the better days, and just how much fun, and remind everybody that it'll be great to get back to that because those albums are up there as well on their respective pages.
Yeah, yeah, I could spend some time just clicking around here and looking at everything. Really cool.
I know, it's very entertaining. Quite entertaining. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. So, yeah, we're about out of time here. There's one other thing we wanted to hit on. It's not quite as fun and as good news as we hoped, but I'll kind of let you just take it away here.
Yeah, and that's the board of directors of the Hays Arts Council did make the decision a while back, well, a short while back here, that with the way things were shaping up, it just wasn't practical and in the best interest of our community and its safety and our care and concern for everyone to hold the fall art walk. Of course, we had to take a pass on the spring art walk there at the end of April when everything was shut down. Things weren't looking, you know, promising and justifying us getting together there in June for the summer art walk. And right now with the way things look, there's probably no turning back from that not being a great idea either. And so there will be no fall art walk on August 28th, as had originally been scheduled. Our winter art walk is scheduled for Friday, December 4th, anchored by that big photography show that we do every year, the Five Stage Photography. So fingers crossed that maybe we can get together for that one. I certainly hope so. We will have the fall exhibition, the Kansas Byway Show that we were scheduled for the fall art walk. We're still going to have that, just like we do the Smoky. You know, hopefully that we'll be able to continue to have the gallery open. Again, very, you know, very spacious and comfortable to come in and look around. And I'll also, though, in keeping with what we're all dealing with, I'll make sure that we get lots of great images and information and gallery tours up for that show as well. That will run us probably, that exhibition will probably run us into early October. So we will have an exhibition, but it will not have some wonderful, engaging grand opening and art walk that we would typically have at that time. So in case any artists were wondering if we were and going to go look for space or any of the locations, and I'm pretty sure that any of the locations, knowing the amount of people that we get out when we have an art walk, would choose not to participate anyway, knowing that the first and foremost concern is for our community and its safety at this time. So yep, no fall art walk. I just, you know, there's just so much that's out there with the uncertainty, as everyone knows. I started visiting with some artists to see if there are some things that we can even do, some of our performing artists, exploring what maybe there'll be even some virtual or video options for some of the cross-curriculum performing arts and curriculum education that we do in the school. So we're trying to stay very proactive and engaged in whatever ways we can. And we'll just keep everyone posted as things lift and better days are ahead. So
there you go. What else can you do really at this point?
That's right. But like I said, at least you can still see the beautiful work, share it with people in other places if you want to just enjoy looking at great artwork and stuff. But yeah, we're very proud of the Smoky. Come by and see us in person if you can. And if you can't, like I said, you can enjoy the next best thing by checking it out on the website. But all the works that you would see in the gallery, every one of them, is posted and available for viewing.